The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rickard Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. You got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
I don't even know what a forfeit is.
I couldn't understand it. That was from the draft they had in the morning with Dusty. And one of them was forfeit. I'm like, why? I've never heard of a forfeit before. I think it was a reasonable. I didn't know that there was a big issue with some cheating. I don't know if some kind of was cheating. What was it? Shager was trying to pay off somebody, I think, something was going on.
Bribes.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but that was a good one, Connor. Good job. Thanks for not including the point where I talk about how many tea bags I like in my tea. So let's talk about Mike Evans. So last night early in the second quarter, I was sitting down watching the game, and they're down by seven. The Bucks are down, I should say, and they get into the red zone and they get the ball to Mike Evans. Out on to the right of Brady. He gets it there. And Mike Evans absolutely battles to get into the end zone. He's at about like the 7-yard line when he gets it. And he battles through two Rams defenders completely by himself. Nobody's helping him. Literally, he is battling like crazy to get out there. It's one of the hardest working touchdowns I've seen by a receiver. Now, it didn't have to be that hard. Because as I was watching it, Antonio Brown, one of the newest members of that team, at least in the receiving core, he runs a little deeper route. He goes into the deeper into the end zone, quite deep into the back, into kind of the back end of it all. And Evans, he just literally watched Evans fight for his life to get into it. So Evans gets to about the 4-yard line. And you see Antonio Brown come in the picture. He's about 2 yards inside the goal line. And he just kind of walks and jogs. He doesn't even push anybody. He doesn't help it. Meanwhile, Evans is fighting for his life to get over that goal line. And at one point, I think Antonio Brown just introduces himself to one of the DBs and gives him a little tap. And Evans fights his way over. And then Antonio Brown has his hands in the air the whole time like he scored the touchdown. He didn't do anything. He literally didn't do a thing. So we can talk all day long about Tom Brady and we can talk about his inability to go deep, but how about helping each other out? Like, can he not run back and block for a guy and knock someone down? Like, there's a way to be a better teammate. And Antonio Brown, that's all if I was Mike Evans, the next video session, I look over and I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? Well, what do you mean what I was doing? That's exactly. You didn't do anything. Like, help me out. And Evans absolutely fought, and I love the moment. It was such a great example of someone fighting for every inch than someone who's just there to wear his white gloves and just have a good time. So, guys, not an impressive sequence from Antonio Brown, formerly a great, great receiver.